let's spend some time getting familiar with the ports and sockets on your BrailleNote Apex. These are arranged around the left, rear, and right-hand sides of your unit. Starting at the left front corner, working our way down the left side towards the rear, you'll first come upon a small button. This is the record button. Beyond that is the audio output socket for earphones, then the audio input socket for a microphone. The power switch is next, followed by a recessed area for the reset button. Now, exploring the rear of your unit, starting at the left edge, working our way to the right, you'll come across three USB host ports, a secure digital or SD card slot. Next are three kind of rounded indentations on the back in the middle. These are actually LED indicators. They're blue, green, and amber in color respectively. These are for Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connectivity indicators. And the last one is used for power and charging indication. If you keep moving your way to the right, you'll come across the VGA port for connecting a monitor. And then on the right-hand corner is an Ethernet port. Now down the right-hand side, starting at the rear, you'll first come across a round socket. This is for the AC adapter. It's also identified with a raised ridge underneath the socket. Finally, you'll come to the USB client port. Now you'll notice that this port is set flush with the right-hand panel and is a different size and shape than the three USB host ports on the rear. The port is configured for the wider side facing down. You use the USB client port to connect your BrailleNote Apex to a PC via ActiveSync. For more details on how to do this, please consult your user's guide under the section Connecting Using USB. It seems appropriate at this time to discuss removable memory storage devices. There's a wide range of devices that are compatible with your BrailleNote Apex. Now, which ones you choose to work with will probably be determined by the technology that you're currently using and what storage media works best with it. In all cases, though, when the device is plugged into the port or sockets, such as one of the USB host ports on the back, the name of that device will appear on the drive list. To access it, simply select the device name from the list of available drives. Another way to expand the memory capacity of your unit is through the use of secure digital or SD cards. To insert the card into the SD card slot, position the memory card with the grooved edge facing down, the cutoff corner facing the left closest to you. Insert the card gently into the slot until you feel a click. This means the card is inserted. You should do this while your unit is turned on. A message will be displayed on the Braille display that says SD card ready, and it will be spoken as well if you have speech enabled. To remove the card, simply press in on the SD card itself until you feel and hear a click, then release it. The card will be ejected far enough to grasp it with your fingers so you can gently remove it from the slot. A message will display, "Please wait," and then another message will display, "SD card removed." Note that if you inadvertently or even deliberately remove a card or a plug from the BrailleNote Apex while it is active, that is, while data is being passed through that connection, it may result in a loss of data, an error message, or even, some cases, a corruption of the file or the whole memory device.